This is HPR episode 2218 entitled, Cool Stuff PT. 5. It is hosted by Curtis Adkins, see prompt, and is about 15 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, see prompt talks about some more cool stuff for you to enjoy.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey everybody, this is C-Prompt, North Carolina for Hacker Public Radio. Wanted to do a real quick episode on some more cool stuff that I have come across. I haven't done an episode in a while. Work has been very taxing on my ability to stay awake and do anything else other than just work. But, you know, that's a good thing, I guess. Got a job. But anyway, let's talk about some cool stuff that I've come across. So the first thing is an Android app. You probably can get this for iOS if you use Apple products as well. But I was looking for a web browser for my phone. And I was getting really annoyed. I was trying to read articles one evening, and every time that I would go to one of these websites, there would be these crazy pop-ups and ads everywhere, and you know, it drove me away from reading the article, which is a shame because I'm sure the article was fantastic. And I searched for a long time and used a lot of different browsers and a lot of different plugins for Android that were supposed to help block ads. But I just resulted to testing browser after browser after browser on known pages that caused me issues using either Firefox or Chrome or something like that. So the browser that I ended up settling on so far has been Opera Mini, and it is obviously a mobile version of the Opera browser, but it has really nice built-in ad blocker. It will show you down at the bottom of the screen the number of ads that it has blocked so far for that page and whatnot. It's been really nice using that browser, so much that I was thinking about actually trying out the Opera browser on my desktop, but so far I've been just using Vivaldi, which is actually developed by the Opera guys, I do believe, but that's a different story. But inside of the Opera Mini, it has a native ad blocker, which is pretty much the whole reason that I've been using this web browser. It has a nice statistics on it. Once you go to a site, you'll see down at the bottom if it's blocking an ad, it's like a little shield, and it'll have the number of ads that it's been blocking. You can touch that and see how much data savings you have saved, how much data you have saved with that website blocking those ads and such. It's been really nice to be using that web browser. There's actually a website that I found that would test the ad blocking abilities. So I'm going to put a link to the show notes, put a link in the show notes to that website that you can test your browser to see how well it's doing on blocking ads, actually. A couple other things that it's nice. It has a built-in night mode, so you can enable the night mode. So I read a lot stuff at night with all the lights off and just sit there and read through news until I get absolutely exhausted and can't stay awake any longer. So you can actually go in and enable the night mode, and it reduces the, the backlight on the browser. I don't use that a whole lot. I actually use a different app to do that, which I'll talk about at some point. It's been pretty nice. So if you're looking for a browser that is really good about blocking ads, has some nice little features as far as the night mode and stuff like that, give Opera Mini a try. I'm sure it's in the Play Store or the however you download stuff in the iOS device. Give it a shot. The next thing that I wanted to talk about is a website that I found. I was needing to get some info on some fonts. I need to get like the Unicode of certain characters and stuff like that. And I know that there's stuff that's built in that you can install and have and stuff, but I didn't want to have to install anything to use. But this website that I found actually proved to be really useful. You can select a font that is local on your desktop, and it kind of loads it into the web page. I'll be honest with you, I have not looked at the source or anything. Really haven't looked into how it's doing that, but I imagine it's just some Node.js or whatever you would use to do that. Actually, it says down at the bottom, now that I see it, it says powered by OpenType.js. So I'm going to look into that and see what that is all about. But anyway, I'm going to put a link in the show notes to this site. It's really handy. Like I said, you can. It has some nice features. You just click the big button that says select font. Go to your fonts on your local PC, and it loads it into it. It gives you a listing on the right side of all the glyphs and everything, so you can just click on them, and then it will show you the character, it will show you the name of it, it will show you the Unicode. Gives you a lot of information about that one glyph within a certain font. But it helped out. I was able to just load it up. I saw the character that I wanted to define as Unicode. I was able to just pull it in real quickly and get what I needed. It was fantastic. This is it's on GitHub.io. It's I love the name of the site. It's Blue James Bond. I don't know. bluejamesbond.github.io/character map. But I'll put a link in the show notes to that to that website, because it was really handy. And let's see what else we got here. The last thing is some music. So my music range is pretty wide. I like a lot of different styles of music. I studied classical in college, but also studied jazz. So probably real close to classical music. My favorite is jazz. I just absolutely love the old old jazz guys. But one of the newer jazz musicians that I came across that I have been absolutely loving listening to his stuff is a guitarist out of Israel. He was born in Israel. And then he went to the, moved to New York and went to the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music. And from there, he has recorded a few albums. I think maybe, I want to say maybe about 5 or 6 albums so far. One album that I've been listening to of his lately is his newest. It's called Holmes, H-O-M-E-S. Absolutely gorgeous music. Jazz guitar, you know, basic, you know, drums, bass, guitar. Obviously, it's all instrumental stuff, but yeah, this guy is absolutely incredible. I want to put a link in the show notes to his website, as well as a YouTube search for his stuff. Some of the stuff that he has on YouTube, I haven't really been able to find a recording of it, an actual like audio recording. It looks like it's only on YouTube. I couldn't actually find a video of it other than YouTube, but he does some stuff on the New York Jazz All-Stars, which is kind of like a festival type of thing. Really long video on YouTube of him playing with that. There's also some stuff that he did with his trio. Absolutely fantastic stuff. So if you like jazz, or if you just like absolutely gorgeous rocking and just really good music, as far as guitar goes, this jazz guitarist, I mean, he is awesome. His name is Gilad Hexelman, and I probably butchered that, but whatever, I'm American, so we're allowed to do that. But yeah, check out Gilad Hexelman, and I'm gonna, like I said, I'm gonna put a link in the show notes to his website, his Wikipedia article, as well as his a search for him and YouTube to list a bunch of his stuff. So yeah, if you're really into good music and stuff, just check this dude out. So yeah, so that's 3 things. I think that's pretty good. We've been going for, I don't know, 12 minutes or so. I like to keep these little cool things or cool stuff, whatever it's called, kind of short. I like to have them just be a kind of a teaser. I don't want to give too much information on all this stuff. I don't want to have anybody go in with any type of biases as far as what it might be. I want to just kind of use these to plant the seed, and hopefully it will become of interest to someone, something that I've talked about. So that's why I kind of keep them short and succinct, and yeah, so check them out. So we got you know, Android app, which I'm sure is for iOS as well. Real good browser, Opera Mini. We've got a cool website. If you need to do some information on fonts and you don't feel like downloading anything, just keep the site in your back pocket. And while you're doing all this, be sure to check out some really cool jazz by Gilad Hexelman. Hope you all enjoy, and thank you for listening this far, and have a great day. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.